Unit 12, Home Rule Movement. Page 1. Structure 12.0 Objectives. 12.1 Introduction. 12.2 Impact of the First World War. 12.3 Home Rule Movement. 12.4 Role of Muslim League in the Home Rule Movement. 12.5 British Repression. 12.6 Achievements of the Home Rule. 12.6.1 The Conclusion. 12.7 Let us sum up. 12.8 Self-assessment questions. 12.9 Books for further study. Page 2. 12.0 Objectives. In this unit, we will discuss the important features of Home Rule Movement in India. After reading this unit, you will know that the Home Rule League was founded by Bal Gangadhar Tilak at Pune in April 1916. In the following September, another association bearing the same title started in Calcutta by Mrs. Annie Besant. Both the League worked in cooperation for securing home rule for the Indians on the basis of League Congress scheme formulated at Lucknow in 1916. The Home Rule League, however, proved short-lived, as its leaders were really supportive of the Indian National Congress and their organizations were eventually merged with that of the body when it made immediate grant of the home rule and its objectives. 12.1 Introduction. Bal Gangadhar Tilak, who had returned back to politics in 1914, after completing his term of imprisonment, tried to join hands with the Congress on issuing of demanding Home Rule for India, but when failed, started Home Rule League on 20th April 1916, with its headquarters at Pune. Securing Swaraj for India was the aim of Home Rule League started by Tilak. The same year, Annie Besant founded another Home Rule League for the same purpose. Annie Besant was an Irish lady born in England who came to India as a member of the Theosophical Society, but later on entered politics, joined the Congress, established New India, and finally founded a Home Rule League in Madras in 1916. The League was formally inaugurated in Gokhale Hall in Madras, Chennai, with its headquarters at Adayar. Both the Home Rule League cooperated with each other and therefore divided arms of their activities. The Home Rule Leagues became immensely popular and became a powerful movement during the course of the First World War. It aimed that self-government be granted to India within British dominions during the course of the war and remained within constitutional limits. The government tried to suppress the movement by force but failed to suppress it. Finally, the government compromised and in 1917 by Montague's declaration by gradual process as its aim. Annie Besant was elected the President of the Congress in 1917 and the goal of Home Rule was accepted by the Congress, which is the biggest success of the movement. 12.2 Impacts of the First World War. The impact of the First World War in India was incalculable. Immediate Indian response to the war was overwhelmingly generous. More than 1.25 million men were deployed to different theatres of war. Indian bore the entire cost of the maintenance abroad. The British Prime Minister, Arkwright, was so impressed by India's involvement in the war. The war generated enormous enthusiasm in the country. Page 3. The recruiting campaign and the war propaganda instilled in the people of India a sense of adventures. The war created a feeling of self-confidence and self-respect among them. It sharpened the political consciousness of Indian leaders. It had generated a greater demand for self-government. There was political awakening among the masses. They were associated with war efforts. The war also stimulated the industrial business and commercial classes, extended financial support to the nationalist agitation, and the Congress became a powerful organization. The moderates extended all help to the British, provided home rule was conferred upon Indians. The revolutionaries were waiting on their wings to wrest freedom and foreign rule. The war bridged the gulf between moderates and extremists and facilitated the latter to capture the Congress and carry on struggle for freedom with more vigor. This gave strength to the Home Rule Movement founded by B.G. Tilak and Annie Besant. 12.3 Home Rule Movement. The term Home Rule was borrowed from Ireland. By 1914, the Irish freedom fighters had won their struggle, for in that year the Irish Home Rule received the royal assent. Mrs. Annie Besant was attracted by the slogan Home Rule because it was shorter, better suited for the popular cry, and more implicit since it connoted self-government within the empire. She chose this expression instead of Swaraj or self-government because the English people were more familiar with the term Home Rule. The year 1916, which saw the union of the moderate and radical sessions of the Congress and the friendly cooperation between it and the Muslim League for the common cause of India. It is also memorable for the inauguration of two Home Rule League, one founded by Lokmanya Tilak in April of that year and another by Annie Besant 5 months later. These two bodies cooperated in carrying on intensive propaganda in favor of Congress League scheme of political reforms. Annie Besant was an unusual woman of great quality and with a commanding personality. After the disruption of her unhappy marriage in 1867, she directed her energies to all radical causes, namely the desire to spread liberty and true thought among men and make the world freer and better than she found it. She worked with Brad Love and his campaign for free thought in the staff of his newspaper, The National Reformer. In 1884, she toiled hard on the behalf of Fabian Society with such giants Sidney Webb, G.B. Shaw and Graham Walz to spread ideas of socialist economics. In 1886, two volumes of The Secret Doctrine by Madame Blavatsky won her to Theosophy. She joined the Society in 1889. She now became an ardent free thinker. She gradually became a revolutionary socialist, henceforth she became the ardent Theosophist. She was the supporters of Indian National Movement. She tried to form an Indian party in the British Parliament without success. However, her propaganda in England in favor of granting self-government to India prepared the ground towards the end. She formed a Home Rule League in London. Page 4. On her return to India, she purchased the Madras Standard, renamed it a New India, and through it ventilated her views on Home Rule, June 1914. She held talks with Gokhale and Tilak with a view to bring about reconciliation between the moderates and extremists, December 1914. Disappointed that her plans for immediate reconciliation were defeated, the idea of a Home Rule League in 1915 as means of exerting pressure on the moderates is relevant and readmitted with the extremists. With high hope, she moved a resolution embodying her ideas of the Home Rule in Bombay, Mumbai, Congress session, December 1915, but it was ruled out. Her scheme, however, was adopted by Tilak, who, after conferring with his fellow nationalists, set up the Indian Home Rule League in April 1916 with headquarters at Pune. The object of the league was to maintain home rule or self-government within the British Empire by all constitutional means and to educate the organized public opinion in country towards the attainment of the same. 5 months later, in September 1916, Annie Besant founded Parallel Home Rule League with headquarters at Adyar in Madras, Chennai. Thus, by 1916, Home Rule Leagues came into existence, but both leagues cooperated with each other and therefore divided among themselves their area of activities, while Karnataka, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Bihar were left under the care of league established by B.G. Tilak. The rest of the territories of India were looked after by the league run by Annie Besant. The extremists joined hands with the moderate at the Lucknow session at Congress 1916, but they failed to get any resolution passed in favor of the Home Rule. Both B.G. Tilak and Annie Besant carried out the message of Home Rule among the masses. After the Lucknow session in Congress, both the leaders became more active, toured all over India, established branches of the League in different cities of India, and carried the message through newspaper, mass meeting, and distribution of leaflets. B.G. Tilak established 6 branches of the League under his area, got started a newspaper, Young India, distribution of 6 leaflets in Marathi and 2 in English. Annie Besant established the branches of League at Kanpur, Allahabad, Banaras, Mathura, Calicut, Ahmedabad and attracted liberal leaders like Motilal Nehru, Tej Bahadur Sapru, who became its first members. Thus, the Home Rule movement became a powerful movement during the course of the First World War. The Home Rule movement was kept within constitutional bonds all through. Neither Annie Besant, Bal Gangadhar Tilak ever preached what is safe violence, even passive resistance, against the government. What they aimed at was that self-government be granted to India within British dominions during the course of war itself as possible. Otherwise, after the war, B.G. Tilak had also compromised on this issue. He never talked of snapping ties with Britain while carrying on the movement. The plea of both the leaders was that self-governed India would be an asset to Britain during the World War and even after the war. Besides, there had been full in Indian politics at that time and even the Congress had become completely irrelevant and had no new programs to offer the people. Page 5. The leaders of the League meant to keep up the spirit of Indian nationalism and therefore pleaded for the Home Rule. That is also one of the reasons of the growing popularities of the Home Rule movement. The movement kept burning the flame of nationalism and draw a large number of liberal leaders to its side. 12.4. Role of the Muslim League in the Home Rule Movement. M. A. Jinnah joined the Home Rule League immediately after the internment of Annie Besant and her two associates. Many leading Muslims also responded favorably to Home Rule Movement after Annie Besant's internment in June 1917. The Muslim League in Bengal allied itself with the Provincial Home Rule League, which is led by B. Chakravarti, I. B. Sen and H. N. Datta. In Bombay, Mumbai, Jinnah and Omar Sobhani were the leading Home Rule Leaguers and they campaigned actively to enlist the support of the co-religionists. Jinnah became the president of the Home Rule League in Bombay and was keen that Muslim League should be in charge progressive and independent-minded Muslims like himself. In UP, there was also considerable Home Rule activities. Abdul Majid Khwaja established a branch of Home Rule League in Aligarh. Zahur Ahmed and Manzar Ali Sokhta were joint secretaries at the Allahabad Home Rule League. The Agra Home Rule League was led by Syed Ali Nabi, who was served as chairman of the Agra Municipal Board and was vice president of the Agra District Congress Committee in 1916. In Lucknow, the Raja Mahmudabad was the chief patron of Home Rule League. Another important feature of this period after the Home Rule Pact of 1916 was the communal fraternization in different Congress committee, and the Home Rule League took part in Muharram procession and arranged 6 jars of sharbat, juice, and which was written, "Most revered Imam Hussain kindly has granted us Home Rule at an early date." The period January 1917 to April 1919 witnessed the unprecedented scenes of Hindu-Muslim unity. Some of the pro-Congress Muslims had played an important role in negotiating the Lucknow Pact and in promoting the Home Rule agitation. The Hind congressmen were keen to maintain their alliance with the Muslims, cemented at Lucknow in December 1916, and subsequently strengthened during the Home Rule movement and Rowlatt Satyagraha. Ahmad Ansari joined active politics soon after the arrest of the Ali brothers, with whom he first came into contact during the Turco-Italian War, as emerged as an important public only during the Home Rule movement. In September 1917, he addressed a provincial congress meeting at Lucknow and spoke on self-government and passive resistance and called for its immediate adoption provincial leaders of all schools like Motilal Nehru, Tej Bahadur Sapru, C.R. Das, C.P. Ramaswamy Iyer, M.A. Jinnah, Bhulabhai Desai, M.R. Jayakar and others joined the Home Rule League despite the government. The Maharaja of Bikaner expressed a sympathy of the princes for the legitimate aspirations of their Indian brothers. Page 6. 12.5. British Repression. The British authorities, who were seriously concerned about the Home Rule movement in India, took the decision to curb the Home Rule League, who were in the forefront of agitation. Several measures which were already in operation were tightened up. These were, 1. The Ingress to India Ordinance of September 1914 to prevent the entry of undesirable aliens. 2. Defence of India Act of 18th March 1915. And 3. The Press Act to stop Home Rule Movement. In July 1916, B.G. Tilak was prosecuted, allegedly for delivering sedition speech, and was ordered to furnish a personal bond of Rs. 20,000, with 2 sureties of 10,000 each, and to be of good behaviour for a period of 1 year. Later, an extradition order was served on him, and his entry to Punjab and Delhi was banned. The government prohibited the students from participating in any activity of the Home Rule League. Later, the entry of Annie Besant was banned in Madhya Pradesh. In 1916, Annie Besant was asked to pay 20,000 rupees as security for the newspaper. New India, which was confiscated, and a fresh security of Rs. 10,000 was asked from her. She, therefore, was forced to close the newspapers. On 15 June 1917, the Madras government sentenced Annie Besant and other two of her associates, Mr. G.S. Arundal and B.P. Wadio, to home imprisonment. The government expected that its repression would break up the movement. But the reverse happened. Protest meetings were held against the imprisonment of Annie Besant. Muslim leaders like M.A. Jinnah also joined the Home Rule League. The Congress sent protest letters to the government and even suggestions of Satyagraha emanent from its platform. The British government, therefore, chose to compromise the Montague's declaration and announce in the House of Commons on August 20, 1917. It was announced that the aim of the British government, with which the government of India was also in full agreement, was to encourage self-governing institutions in India by gradual process. Besides, the government withdrew the house imprisonment order Fanny Besant, who was already elected as president of the Congress at its Calcutta session in 1917. The election of Fanny Besant as Congress president was the greatest victory of leaders of the Home Rule movement. The same year the Congress accepted the Home Rule movement weakened itself. The Montague-Chelmsford Report, which was formed on the basis of Government of the India Act 1919, was published on July 8, 1918. It divided the Congress. B.G. Tilak had to leave the London to fight out a legal case. They could not return from London for several months while Andy Besant failed to prove a determined leadership. She finally went over to the side of the moderates and accepted the scheme of reforms. Thus, the supporters of Home Rule movement lost their leadership and became weak. After the war, the Anti-Rowlatt Act movement. Satyagraha and the Khilafat and the non-cooperation movements led by Gandhi drew attention of the masses and changed the politics of the country entirely. Page 7. The Home Rule movement, however, disappeared from the Indian scene after the declaration of Montague in 1917. 12.6. Achievements of the Home Rule movement. The Home Rule movement had many achievements to its credit. 1. The Home Rule movement closed a chapter of Indian independence movement. The movement failed to achieve its objective, yet it made a solid contribution to the national movement. The declaration of Mr. Montague and, as a consequence, the Act of 1919, which introduced partial responsible government in British provinces, was its one result. 2. The Home Rule movement marked the beginning of a new phase in India's struggle for freedom. Its best contribution was that it kept alive Indian nationalism during the course of the First World War, when the Congress had virtually failed to provide leadership. 3. The Home Rule movement brought about a salutary change in Indian freedom struggle. The Congress was made to moment the idea of Home Rule. The emergency of Annie Besant on the national scene, Madras, Chennai, resident became the Home Rule center agitation in India. Being the voice of India in the Home Rule movement paved the way for an emergence of new force in the Indian national movement. 4. The popularity and the intensity of the Home Rule agitation was to a great extent responsible for the famous declaration of policy by Edwin Montague on 20th August 1917 about the increasing association of Indians in every branch of administration with the gradual development of self-governing institution. 5. The movement discarded the methods of mendicancy and launched campaigns and agitation to achieve its ends. Tilak's vigorous campaigns in favour of free speech and acquittal from the charge of sedition helped by consolidate public opinion in favour of Home Rule. Similarly, Besant's legal battle against the gagging and press evoked unanimous demand all over the country for the repeal of Press Act 1910. The government of Madras, alarmed with students' agitation against special privileges enjoyed by Europeans like travelling in reserved in railway compartment. 6. The Home Rule League acted as a pressure group in England and America and mobilized public opinion in favor of self-government. A Home Rule for India League was established in London by a committee of the members of Parliament, was formed to promote the claim for India for Home Rules. Tilak himself led a deputation to England in September 1918 and campaigned for Home Rule in India. In America, Lala Lajpat Rai, N.S. Hardikar and K.W. Shastri opened a branch of Home Rule League in San Francisco. Many prominent Americans associated themselves with the campaign for Indian Home Rule. Page 8. The movement thus provided leadership to the nationalists, kept the fire of independence burning in their hearts and prepared those fearless freedom fighters who came forward to join the movement of Gandhi later on. 12.6.1. Conclusion. A close collaboration of Tilak, Annie Besant started separately a Home Rule League. The league was formally inaugurated in Gokhale Hall, Madras, Chennai, on 3rd September 1916 with its headquarters at Adyar. She visited a number of places and enlisted popular support for the Home Rule agitation. She merely wanted to take the people of India out of their sleep. She said, "I am an Indian tom-tom, waking up all the sleepers so that they may wake and work for their motherland." By mid-1917, about 50 branches of the Home Rule League started in Andhra area alone. Even the moderates lent their support to the Home Rule campaign. The more facile areas of the presidency were drawn into campaign through the distribution of vernacular leaflets and illustrated postcards. The Home Rule campaign gave tremendous impetus and growing consciousness of Telugu-speaking people and helped the cause of the demand for a separate Andhra province. Besant's activities covered the rest of the subcontinent. Branches of the League were established all over India and the demand for self-rule became very popular. She travelled to all parts of the country and exhorted the people to unite under the banner of Home Rule League. The ideal of Home Rule League became intertwined with the lives of the people. Bessant stirred the women of India and drew them into the nationalist movement. She founded the Central Hindu College at Benares, and which later became the Hindu Benares University. She possessed a great gift as an orator and an organizer, and these coupled with her love for freedom enabled her to win the position, unique for an English lady, of the leader of the Indian national movement. She was a voluminous writer and wrote much for free thought and theosophy. She published an autobiography in 1893, and The Religious Problem in India, published in 1902, was her last great literary work. In her How India Fought for Freedom, she called India her motherland. She died in 1933. 12.7. Let us sum up. We learned in this unit how Indians struggled for free self-government under the style of Home Rule movement launched by B.G. Tilak and Annie Besant in 1916. Bal Gangadhar Tilak, who returned back from politics in 1914 after completing his term of imprisonment, tried to join hands with the Congress on the issue of demanding Home Rule for India, but, when failed, started the Home Rule League in 1916. The same year, Annie Besant founded another Home Rule League for the same purpose. Annie Besant was an Irish lady born in England who came to India as a member of the Theosophical Society, but later on entered politics, joined the Congress, established a Home Rule League in London in 1914, published New India and finally founded Chennai on 3rd September 1916 with its headquarters at Adyar. Page 9. She, Home Rule Movement, thus provided leadership to nationalists, kept the fire of independence burning in their hearts. 12.8. Self-assessment questions. First, Roman, answer the following questions in 5 lines each. 1. Role of New India. 2. Madame Henry Blavatsky. 3. Montague's Declaration, and 4. Central Benares Hindu College. Second Roman, answer the following in 10 lines each. 1. The role of Bal Gangadhar Tilak in the Home Rule Movement. 2. Part played by Muslims in the Home Rule League. 3. The aims of Home Rule League. Third Roman, answer each of the following in 20 lines each. 1. What do you know about the Home Rule League established by Annie Besant? 2. Examine the contribution of the Home Rule League towards the national movement. 12.9. Books for further study. 1. Annie Besant, Builder of New India. 2. Shea, Theodore L., The Legacy of Lokmanya. 3. West Jeffrey, The Life of Annie Besant. 4. Tarachand, History of the Freedom Movement in India. 5. Manjumdar, History of the Freedom Movement in India. And 6. Sita Ramaya P., History of the Indian National Congress. Page 10. Notes.